Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia. The Bulls wanted to end last week on a high. They did so, and how? Now, until 11 a.m. last Friday, it felt like a similar story was unfolding because the Nifty was struggling to cross 24,350 as it has been doing all through the month of August, even falling to a low of 24,200 on the downside. But then the second half of trade saw a dramatic reversal from the lows of the day. The Nifty not only crossed 24,350 on the upside, but even closed above 24,500, which is the upper end of the resistance band that the index has been facing throughout this month. Now, at the start of the new trading week, the benchmark indices will look to extend gains. The handover from Wall Street is positive. Asia has also opened mostly higher, and the GIFT Nifty is also indicating a positive start for our own markets, currently suggesting an implied open with gains of around 80 points as we speak. Now, with earnings season having ended for the quarter, the focus has shifted back to global cues and, of course, to the US Federal Reserve. And this is also a week that promises to be full of macro events globally. Traders in Asia will watch out for interest rate decisions from the Bank of Korea and the minutes of the Reserve Bank of Australia's latest meeting. The inflation from Japan and Singapore will also be released this week, while China will announce its one-year and five-year loan prime rates on Tuesday. Now, Wall Street and the global markets will look forward to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech in the Jackson Hole Symposium on Friday. But before that, the minutes of the most recent Fed meeting will also be released on Wednesday. Staying with Wall Street, the Nasdaq gained over 5% last week, and that had a rub off on the Indian IT companies as well. The Nifty IT index also gained nearly 5% last week, which was the best week that the index had since the start of June. The index is also nearing its previous record high of around 41,380, and it remains to be seen whether this rub off effect will continue today as well. And then, of course, comes the Nifty Bank, an underperformer all through, but that too had an 800-point rally on Friday, and it not only crossed 50,000, but also closed above the mark of 5,500. Now, whether this also sustains remains to be seen, but the Nifty Bank is still 3,000 points away from its recent record high of 53,357. Besides IT, there are some other stocks that should be on your radar as well. Hindustan Zinc, where promoter Vedanta has decided to exercise the green shoe option for the offer for sale, which will open for retail investors today. Maruti, who said that the removal of indexation benefits from debt mutual funds may lead to a one-time hit on its Q2 profitability, as it will create a deferred tax liability of around 850 crore rupees. However, the actual figure may differ on the redemption of the funds and when the capital gains are calculated. So keep an eye out on Maruti. Escorts Kubota is exploring options to set up a greenfield facility. The investment will be over 4,500 crores. Peak capacity can generate employment for 14,000 people and an annual revenue of around 10,000 crore rupees. Jubilant Pharmova's arm will acquire around 80% stake in Pierre Faber Labs for 4.4 million euros over a two-year period to strengthen its drug discovery capabilities. Adani Enterprises will issue NCDs worth 400 crore and also have the option to retain an oversubscription option of another 400 crore rupees. So the total fundraise comes up to around 800 crore. Aside of the markets, the Confederation of All India Traders is expecting sales this Raksha Bandhan to break records this year. Now, an estimate released by the trade body expects sales this year to cross 12,000 crores during the festival, compared to the 10,000 crore worth of sale in 23 and 7,000 crore in 2022. Now, resident doctors in Maharashtra will continue to protest, demanding a safe working environment post the gruesome rape and murder of a 31-year-old resident doctor at the RG Corps Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The protesting doctors will send letters with rakhis to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to put forth their demands of a safe working environment. Resident doctors will also tie rakhis to government officials, cops, medical college administrators, among others. That's all for today. We wish you a happy Raksha Bandhan and a happy trading day as well. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com for the sharpest market insights.